Hi, so who are we here with today?
Miss Kima from the cafeteria.
So we have a few questions that we want to ask you because we're really interested in your day-to-day. So first, what's your favorite food in the lunch line?
Pizza.
Ooh, yeah.
Pizza is my go-to.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
What do you like about pizza? What's like your favorite part about it?
So funny story. So my grandmother will always take my mom to a pizza on Halsey Street and Center Street in Newark while she shopped at, I believe it was Bloomingdale's, which is now the Haynes Building. So it's called Queen Pizza, and I always thought that pizza was. And then when I was in high school, and I'm like, I tried so many pizzas, but I feel like yours is the best. And he was like, you've been eating it since you were in your mother's stomach. So my mother always craved pizza with me. So I feel like the pizza that we currently have now, which is Clementa's from in town.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, it's the best. And if you go there, you have to try the margarita pizza and the grandma pizza.
Yeah. So nostalgia with food is really a big factor too. And in terms of the pizza and the lunch line, I do think that's the favorite food of a lot of people. I like the muffins, but the pizza is good too.
Yes. For breakfast, I would say muffins is the top seller. If it's somebody carb day, bagels. The sandwiches go immediately. Hopefully, as time go on, they get popular, we can increase it. But the sandwiches, and then lunchtime is pizza.
I like sandwiches, turkey and cheese.
Yeah.
Okay. So our next question for you was, what is your favorite part of the job?
My favorite part of the job, I would say greeting everybody who comes in. So I learned last year that helped start a lobster beats day. I mean, someone told me, so I didn't make it up at nighttime. No, somebody was like, oh, you make my day. You always say good day. And honestly, I thought their headphones were in and they wasn't even paying attention to me. But that still never stopped me from greeting them. So, yeah, I like encouraging anybody who comes through the cafeteria. So kind words go a long way.
Okay, next question. So like I've seen you talk about with a lot of people their coffees. So I gotta know, what's your recipe for your coffee?
Iced coffee. Let's start there. It's important. So iced coffee, you cannot melt the sugar because it's cold. So my recipe would be ice. We now have caramel. Dribble the caramel over the ice just a little bit. Because you can always add. You can't take away if it's too sweet.
Definitely.
Two French vanilla creamers. A little bit of milk. And then your coffee. So if somebody likes their coffee super strong, you might only do a little bit of milk because they like their coffee darker. If they don't want it that strong, then they can add more coffee. But the sugar point, you don't want to go overly sweet and you don't want to blow. But we have some people who like, I have one young lady, her coffee black. So, and a little bit of almond milk. So we have the almond milk and the oat milk if you don't like dairy. So in the French vanilla is non-dairy as well. So that's my recipe for iced coffee. So let's say it again. Ice, a little bit of caramel. Then whichever milk of your choice. I like the French vanilla and the whole milk some days, but some things I like the non-dairy. Then you have your coffee. Swirl it a little bit. Bam. Perfect iced coffee.
I definitely remember reading on a lot of my friends that in the beginning of lunch, looking at you, beginning of lunch, spend 10 minutes adding caramel. Just squirting caramel into their coffee.
So maybe on the top of the coffee?
On the top of the coffee.
So what's your coffee?
So I don't think you even call it coffee at this point.
Yeah, no.
So you start with caramel. You have to, like, at the bottom, you should be able to see a layer of caramel.
Okay, you layer your caramel.
I know I would say should, but okay.
That's our recipe. That's our recipe.
Yeah.
Don't yuck on my yum. And then you have to add 3/5 of the cup should be half and half milk.
Okay.
Yep. Then you can add like coffee, like a good amount, but you should have a little bit left in the top. Then you want to
eyeball it, I'd say a good amount of that caramel syrup going on.
Okay. Yeah. You double up.
Yep. And then you're going to do a couple more of the little like package creamers.
And then caramel and vanilla.
Yes.
Okay.
And then some caramel on top.
Okay. So I have one more coffee. So I'm not going to say the student name, but he has what I'll make for him because I don't always make, I don't have time. If I had time to make everyone's coffee, surely I will. And I always top it off with date with love. But sometimes he's like, Miss Kima, I have to get to class, but I haven't had any coffee. I don't really know how to make coffee. So his coffee is medium, French vanilla. We do the caramel sauce at the bottom first. Two sugars, two French vanillas, half and half or milk, then his French vanilla coffee. So then, that's hot coffee, huh?
Wow.
Yeah. Then we have the espresso machine that should be coming up soon. So look out for that. We're only going to have four drinks in the morning that you could order because it can get crazy because everybody has to get to class one time. If you have, what is it called? Like a drop class. When you have a free,
if you're up here in study halls.
Or study halls, then we can make a specialty coffee fee.
So I'm not a coffee person, but recently I've noticed that there's also been bubble tea and boba in the lunch line. When did that start?
So we tested that out. That's new. So it has been going on in the middle school. They're a little disappointed in us this year.
So spoiled.
No, I wish.
So that's from the bubble tea store in town.
Hungry tea. Yeah.
Full tea. I met the owner. She's so nice. She makes those fresh every day and she brings them to us.
Well,
yeah.
So we tried it out, I think, last month, and it went well. So now we have them every day. But I guess as time goes on, we increase it. So I think we get 20 a day. So as time goes on, hopefully we will increase it. But it comes from the store in town because the only people that have the lunch privileges are the seniors.
Yeah.
So to have different vendors come in like the Kung Fu Tea, I think that's something special.
Is there any way we'll be able to suggest flavors in the future? Because I remember I was in study hall with my friend. She was getting their bubble tea and she was looking through the flavors and she's like, I would love just this simple milk tea. So maybe next week or next time or whenever the next choosing or shipment comes in, we could have suggestions.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
So I'll definitely let the director of the cafeteria know that can we have, because some people do like the plain, no flavor, and see if we can get a couple of the plain milk bubble tea.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Can't go wrong with that.
Hey.
Okay. So this is one of my favorite questions because I've seen you're a very funny person, but what is your opinion on line cutters and what do you do when you see one?
Line cutters are not tolerated because during lunch, everybody's hungry. The whole school, teachers, everybody's hungry. But I want to make lunchtime fun, but I need order as well. So line cutters is a no-no. I have certain students who already let me know ahead of time, like, oh, Miss Keeman, can you put me a bagel aside? I have to take a test, or can you put me a muffin to the side? They have paid for the item, and I just hand it to them because they can't walk around with food all day. So what I do with line cutters, I ask the other students to let me know if you see somebody cutting a line because that's not fair and that's rude. And then I send them back to the back of the line. So they could choose to either wait at the back of the line until they turn so they know not to cut anyone else or
pick it out of line.
Yeah. I have to go to the back of the line and wait.
Patience is definitely something Milburn students need to learn.
So one lady, she asked me, like, oh, I was at the football game and everybody was like, Miss Kima. She was like, oh, what do you teach? And I was like, oh, my class is in the cafeteria. Kindness, patience, manners, respect, you know. So certain things you just have to just continue to learn throughout your growings. And yeah.
Great. On to the next question.
Awesome.
What's your biggest piece of advice for all audience members or anyone listening to this podcast?
Oh, I would say organization and time management is going to take you far, because you're always going to have things that you will excel in, things that you're good in, but it's the things that you put off to the last minute, and those are things you need to spend more time with. So if you're not that good in calculus, you want to put that at the priority of your time management, to get that study in, to ask for assistance, to get tutoring, instead of doing the things you like that's easy, that comes easy to you. Those classes first, and then you put the thing that you have the most difficulty with last. So management and organization, I think, will help you or anybody.
Yeah, no procrastination anymore.
I should definitely keep it. Actually, on the topic of procrastination, today I actually started some of my essay due on next Tuesday. So, also look at that. Today, during my history lecture, I played snaking the whole time.
So you have to ask yourself, are you avoiding the responsibility?
No, I honestly really enjoy history. I just don't have an attention span, but I'm listening because it's a lecture. So I'm listening, but I'm also playing snake.
Did you record the lecture?
So on the topic of line cutters, kind of, what would you say about people's manners in the lunch line?
So for the most part, this year it's been a little bit more crowded. I feel like our freshmen this year, the class is bigger. I think. What grade are you graduating?
Freshman.
Oh, yeah. I think your class is bigger than last year.
Really? Maybe we just take up more space with our, like, students' personality.
I think it's more students, and everybody's just trying to figure out how to grab and go, but this is not a grab and go. Because, okay, so my kiosk is open from the time we open school to lunch is over. Maybe about 15, 20 minutes. I try to give leeway to the students who are coming in, who probably didn't eat, who probably had a class, other activities. They can always tell the staff or me, like, I have a class later, I pick up lunch as a class, whatever. We're always accommodating. Just manners. Excuse me. You know, you have some students who are quiet, who are just going, oh. So those are one I'm come around. Fun fact, I don't even know why. Pause off subject. I remember people's student ID randomly. I just remember people ID randomly. So I'm like, I have your ID. I have your ID. I have your ID. And so I have them get off the line so the line can go faster. So, yeah. Just manners. But manners also starts with respecting yourself. And that'll be easy to, you know, be kind and respect somebody else. So sometimes it's just hungry.
Okay. So on to the next one. So I feel like you weren't expected, but you can. So what are some of your hobbies or plans for Thanksgiving, Black Friday coming up?
Spending time with my family. A lot of my family live out of the country and abroad, different parts of the state. So I wait till when they're free to travel and come, you know, visit during the holidays. So hobbies, I like reading. Anything that has, like, because once you get hooked, you're like, oh, I didn't want that to end. So I like trilogies, drama.
Okay, so we're on to our last question. But if you want people to know one thing about you, what would it be? Like, any fun facts, something, like, anything, really.
What is this culture in America where you're like, silences aren't accepted and everyone's like, awkward silence? Honestly, I embrace the silences. I like silence.
When you're visual, then not on camera. So the silence, they can't see, but they can feel it. Fun fact, I have a big family. So my father's side, my grandparents has 15 children. Oh, I said 14. Yeah. Majority boys. I have three aunts. And my grandmother is from the Philippines. And my grandfather is West Indian. So that's their children that they had together. So that's a fun fact. And maybe that's why I can handle the cafeteria, because I have like so many first cousins. I want to say like, but I have a lot of first cousins. So
yeah, experience.
Experience the house. It's just, it's normal. So that was a fun fact. And I like horseback riding. Did I say that?
I think so. Not yet.
Oh, yeah. That's a fun fact. I like that's horseback riding.
Interesting. Do you do it for fun or?
Definitely for fun. I mean, for fun is expensive, but as for like a hobby.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's definitely fun.
Yes, it's definitely just fun.
Yeah.
I love it though.
It's really enjoyable.
Yeah.
So I just want to say, before, unless you have a question or anything to end this out, I just want to say, like you told us about that one person who said you made their day every day. You're making our days too. I always look forward to going to lunch because you always have a smile and
yeah,
you just have such great energy that just makes my lunch and my day.
Oh, thank you.
On the note of it being our first year here, let's talk about like the change, the transition into high school maybe.
Yeah.
That's important.
I always ask that question.
Yeah. So I'd say it's been smooth, especially with the new corrections policy. And I have to say lunch is definitely my favorite subject right now. Actually, I enjoy a lot of my subjects, but also like, of course, talking to your friends, getting to eat food. I love eating, you know. So
yeah, I'll say I actually really love high school, and I love just like walking around, just like getting to be free and just not having to be all like, I feel like middle school is so strict and cranked up, but high school is great.
Do you feel like middle school prepared you for high school?
Too much, honestly.
But that's good. It's better to be over. It's better to have an extra plate than to someone come over and you don't have enough.
True.
So even though you may feel like this is too much, it's too strict, now you understand why you needed it.
Right.
Sort of, kind of.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Any last comments, anyone? Speak now for everyone.
Good day is my slogan. I never say good morning, good night, good afternoon. I always say good day or happy Tuesday. And we're always going to make it a good day, because you may have, what I always say, you may have breaks in a day that may be bad, but you still have time to make it good. So that's how I always say we're going to have a good day and make it go, the day go by fast and happy.
Ooh, speaking of good days, listen to that song by SZA. That's a fun fact about me. Love SZA.
Okay, did you go see her on concert?
I never saw.
Me either. So we're done.
Okay, lady. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It was good interviewing with you, ladies.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for